Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Colorful Radio. We are broadcasting live from the BT Tower at the BT British Urban Film Festival Media Day. Here with me, I've got my co-host Sonia Polion right here with me. Sonia.
Yes. Okay, so as Sarah said, we are at the British Urban Film Festival. Today is the media day. So they've announced that some people are going to be getting awards later on in the year. The room, the atmosphere is buzzing around. I can see Paulette Harris-German there. Ashley Waters, he's here. He used to be in, is it Die Rich or Get Rich or Die Trying, something like that, and quite a few other movies he's been in. There's also, who else is in the room?
We've actually got quite a lot of people. So we have some of our colleagues who are doing Meet the Critics over several weeks on Colorful Radio. So they're here, and we're going to be interviewing some of them. Again, today they've announced the categories and who's been nominated for those categories. And you've got between now and, I think, September to go and nominate in terms of when we're going to vote. So we're going to know who that is. In a moment, we're going to interview a few people, and we're going to also tell you what those categories are.
Absolutely. Sonia Ponian here, reporting live from the British Urban Film Festival, and I'm joined by Addy, who is the festival director. So, Addy, tell me, what has the atmosphere been like this morning, or the lead up to today? How has it been?
The lead up has been absolutely buzzing, crazy and hectic. I think especially because we're at BT today, and the public have never been into BT, well, for ages. So it's all been really exciting to finally be here. And this morning has been absolutely lovely. I mean, for me, it's been a little bit nerve-wracking.
I can't believe nerve-wracking. Listen to her.
I was so scared, but it's been absolutely amazing. The atmosphere is lovely here. Everyone's really excited. It's really, really good.
Okay, let me ask you this question. You reeled out a list of movies that people have produced and the directors, okay? Have you seen any of those movies?
Yes, so me and Emmanuel did the programming together. So half of those films he programmed and half of them that I've programmed. Obviously, there were loads and loads of submissions. So I haven't seen only about a handful of them just yet. But the ones that I've seen, which is about 90% of them, have been absolutely fantastic. This year's decision was really, really hard.
Only about 90%. Listen, you listed off at least 30 of them. So how hard is it to shortlist this category that you have here?
Oh, it's very, very hard. I think also because not only have you got to think of a quality sort of mindset, is this a really good film of quality, but can I program this? You know, what is going to sell tickets? What's going to make people want to attend? And honestly, I think from this year's submissions, there are some really good films that people need to come and watch, honestly.
All right, tell us one or two.
Oh,
maybe your favourites. You're allowed to have favourites.
I do, but do you know what? I won't say until after the festival. I won't say. I won't give that away. I don't want to upset anyone, but I do have a few favourites, I must admit.
Okay. All right, Sarah, did you want to ask Addy some questions?
Yes. In terms of just like hearing you and obviously the partnership with BT and saying up another level, it's a statement, a tagline I picked up. What has it been actually partnering with BT?
It's a massive thing. You know, BT are leading in TV, and the fact that they have turned around to Buff and have been like, yes, we want you, this is what we need, we want to be in partnership with you, is incredible. And it's actually a privilege that they've said that, and they've let us use the building, and they've let us put the festival on here. It's been amazing.
Yeah, no, that's really good because obviously BT is a British establishment that goes back a lot of history. We had about the tower where we're at, and the fact that it's close to the public, but guess what? Everything's going to be happening here. What are you going to tell those people who are listening, arming and eyes, should I not come?
You need to get your tickets and you need to come. I mean, they opening it to us. Also, not only is there going to be loads of exciting films, but you get to experience BT on a new level. You know, like I said, this place is close to the public. The fact that BT are letting us use this is incredible. For only £15 to come into the BT Tower, I think that is a bargain.
I think it's a bargain. Adi, thank you so much. We really loved your presentation this morning and look forward to September.
Radio. Stuff's urban film coverage is presented in association with BT.
Meet the Critics with me, Emmanuel Agnew-Osigwe, this Friday at 9 p.m. Discussing the film business and the business of film, we'll have the best punditry you'll find anywhere in the business to set you up for the weekend. Listen from anywhere at colourfulradio.com, on digital radio across London, Manchester and Birmingham, on the Colourful app or TuneIn app. Remember, if it's Friday night on Colourful Radio, it is Meet the Critics.
There's nothing quite like watching a big film premiere at a great London venue. So join me, David Harewood, at the BT Tower this September for the British Urban Film Festival premiere of Free Indeed. It's a whole new level.
Oh, not of you. This is not of you.
The car works in mysterious ways.
Well, I don't think it's mysterious. As they say, in time all things shall be revealed.
And now, live from the BT Tower in London, it's BAFF Media Day. Please welcome your host, Miss Adi Akinrinade.
Hello. Thank you. Right, let's make a start. I'm Adi, the director of this year's 12th British Urban Film Festival. I'm delighted to be here today at BT Towers, where it's just 10 a.m. in London, 5 a.m. in New York and 11 a.m. in Lagos. This is the 2017 BAFF Media Day and we are pleased to have you here with us for the first day of the BAFF and BT marriage. Welcome. We'd like to welcome in those of you who are listening live right now on Colourful Radio and a big welcome to all of you watching live on Facebook, including some very nervous filmmakers. Fear not though, the waiting is almost over. Also coming up, we'll be hearing from Tony Singh, who's in charge of the content for BT TV, who'll be delivering this year's BAFF keynote speech in just a couple of moments. You'll also be hearing from some very other important people, Sam Benjamin and Kyla Frey, who I'm delighted to announce are this year's BAFF presenters of the BAFF Awards. And I'm also delighted to announce that Mr. Ashley Walters will be receiving this year's BT British Urban Film Festival Honorary Award. Delighted to have your company this morning. But the delights keep on coming in as I'll be announcing the 42 filmmakers who will be joining us here in September for this year's festival. And just after 10:30, Sam and Kyla will announce the 25 nominees for this year's BAFF Awards. And all that and a few other surprises in the next hour. So, there's a lot to get through and a lot of BAFF hashtags. Follow the conversation on social media using hashtag BTBAFF2017, hashtag BAFFness awaits, and the new one for this year, a whole new level, delivered by David Harewood, as you saw in the opening package earlier. So, here we go then. Film festivals will never be the same again. This will be our home for a whole week from the 6th to the 12th of September. And to make us feel even more welcome, I'd like to introduce this year's BAFF keynote speaker. He's in charge of the content for BT TV. But before he makes his way to the stage, let's have a brief look at some of the content that he's in charge of putting together for BT TV.
Ours is a very happy world.
This is our story. All of us.
When civilization ends, it ends fast.
This is what we live for, isn't it?
I need to make some changes.
Look into my eyes. See the power I hold over you.
Let's do it! Don't try and stop us!
Thanks, Abby. Thanks, everybody. My name's Tony Singh. I'm Business Affairs and Business Development Director for BCTV. But as Zaddy said, really what that means is that I'm in charge of content for BCTV, so things like the launch of the AMC channel, which you saw some of their great shows on the reel up there, our partnerships with the likes of Netflix, Sky and YouView. And I think we didn't really consider the hashtag BT Buff when they asked me to do this speech. It's a little bit too much laughter there. So we're supposed to be gently self-deprecating, not, just kind of ripping me to pieces. But anyway, I also look after the distribution of our BT Sport portfolio. And I have to apologise because actually I've got a very important premium BT Sport event to dash off to after this, so I'm not going to be able to stay. It's my 8-year-old daughter's school sports day. I would love to be with you otherwise. So we're delighted at BT to be working with British Urban Film Festival and to host you all here at the BT Tower, which will be, as you heard from David, the home of the festival in September. We've had some very interesting guests at the Tower over the years. In fact, just in the last couple of weeks, we've had Blue Peter here, we've had Spider-Man here, we've had zombies here. In fact, I think we've still got a couple of zombies that I see down in the front row. So BT first launched a TV offering for our customers in 2006. In fact, we just had our 10th anniversary. We've continued to build and expand our service so that over the last 3 or 4 years, entirely coincidentally the time that I've been here, we've been the fastest growing TV platform in the UK. We've got a skinny bundle of some of the best channels in the market. You saw some of them up there. And it's at a ridiculously low price. You can take those for as little as £3 a month. We were the first to integrate Netflix onto your TV bill. We've also got a fantastic film offering with thousands of movies and box sets for customers to rent or buy. With BT Sport, we've delivered a number of firsts. Our Ultra HD channel was Europe's first live broadcast of sport in super, super rich 4K. We launched Dolby Atmos sound. And actually, recently, I don't know if anybody watched it, we were the host broadcaster of the Champions League final in Cardiff. Which meant that we had 70 cameras in place in the stadium and we did 5 world feeds to over 200 million people around the world. So that's SD, HD, VR, 4K. And so if you watch the Champions League final anywhere in the world, you were watching our pictures. So let's come on to talk about Buff. Buff's leading the way in celebrating diversity in film. And our continued growth in TV meant that this was a great festival that we were really honoured to be asked to support. And we think that we have the perfect home for Buff here at the BT Tower. It's been one of London's most iconic buildings for over 50 years. Until 1980, it was actually the tallest building in London. So initially, it was set up to be as tall and slim as possible to support telecommunications traffic going from London to the rest of the UK. It's 177 metres tall. I think you've all been up in the lifts. Were the lifts at their fastest speed this morning, or was the wind making it having to be a mere 1,400 feet a second or something like that? But at its widest point, it's actually only 20 metres wide, and it's still one of, if not the most important communications centre in the UK. It's been spotted in the skyline of a lot of movies. Born Ultimatum, London's Fallen, just a couple of the more recent ones. And we've had many great screenings here, just recently, Minions, Real Steel, Gone Girl, The Revenant, to name just a few. But as well as both starring in and screening movies, the Tower plays a really important role in how you view them. And actually, whether you're a BT customer, a Sky customer, a Virgin customer, in the UK, BT Tower plays a critical role. It carries approximately 95% of all British TV content, including live broadcasts, 99%, in fact, of all live football games, and it broadcasts the first international HD, 3D and 4K television transmissions. So television pictures come all in and out of the Tower by satellite and IP for broadcast literally all over the world. Now, the revolving floor upstairs, where I hope you took the chance to see the breathtaking views across London, was once open to the public, but actually that was closed, and it's been closed since 1971. So it's a really, truly unique experience that very few people are lucky enough to have access to, so I really hope you enjoyed that. But we think that, and along with our heritage in broadcasting, makes it the perfect place to host the Buff Festival and to give people an incredible experience to go along with the incredible entertainment from the films that you saw some of the trails of there. So we'll be supporting Buff not only with the BT Tower as a venue, but we'll be showcasing the trailers for those films to all of our customers on BT TV. And we'll have extended coverage, including the awards, on BT.com, our website, which goes to over 8 million people. Now, I hope it goes without saying, but it's not just our connection to film and entertainment that made us want to support Buff. BT is very proud to be an inclusive employer. We treat all our people fairly, and we actively encourage and celebrate difference. We help our people reach their potential without prejudice and with dignity and respect. And we've become an employer of choice, so we've won a number of awards and achieved a top 10 place in both the Race for Opportunity and Opportunity Now benchmarks. We've got employee networks across our organisation, including LGBT+, disabilities, ethnic minorities, carers, Christians and Muslims. So, as I say, we're really proud to make the twin connection between the entertainment and the social purpose of Buff. So I won't keep you anymore. I'm sure you're eager to hear the detail of what to expect at the festival. But thank you very much for joining us here at BT today, and I look forward to talking to you perhaps in September. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. So this is it. We're about to deliver the best news to 42 filmmakers as we finally reach the end of the Race to Buff 2017, a race which started back on the 1st of November 2016 when submissions officially opened. Over the past 8 months, we've had a record number of submissions for the festival, and so it gives me the greatest privilege and pleasure to announce the 2017 British Urban Film Festival lineup. Free Indeed, directed by Jake Mahaffey. London Locks, directed by Aaron Christian. Back to Natural, directed by Gillian Scott Ward. A Landscape of Lies, directed by Paul Knight. Street Paved with Gold, directed by Victor Richards. See You Yesterday, directed by Stefan Bristol. Jocelyn, directed by Rachel Wang and Mark Curry. Cream, directed by Paulisa Lobona. Blackland, directed by John Salesman. Junior, directed by Paul Gluck. Stay Woke, directed by Lawrence Grant. Chapter and Verse, directed by Jamal Joseph. In Humans We Trust, directed by Tim Kent. Adam and Eve, directed by Jermaine Wong. Cat for Jesus, directed by Dan Jones and Chris Michael Fretwell. Neon, directed by Mark J. Blackman. Leroy, directed by Marley Morrison. Parallel Universe, directed by Lauren Nathan. When Kids Grow Up, directed by Shoaib Roudbouri. Amber, directed by Andy Osho. The Deal, directed by Johan Myers and Mark Oliver. Art of Love, directed by Quinson Matthews. Broken, directed by Daniel Alexander. Remembrance Day, directed by Rob Woods. Black Stars of High Life, directed by Colin Perry. Potato, Potato, directed by Shirley Frimpong. Hum, directed by Stefano Nura. Padlock Men, directed by Lewis T. Powell. Deirdre, directed by Joe Southwell. We Love Moses, directed by Dion Edwards. New Neighbours, directed by E.G. Bailey. Morning Glory, directed by Robert Bertrand. 5x5, directed by Kate Heron. This Is My Story, directed by Vicky Kistner. Arcade Girl, directed by T. Hao Wong. The Date, directed by John Dunn. In the Spotlight, directed by Will Robbins. And Blue Hollywood, directed by Francesco Gabriel. And that completes this year's BT Buff 2017 Film Festival lineup. A round of applause, please. And a reminder that the festival schedule and online ticket office will be open from 6 p.m. tonight. You'll find all the information plus terms and conditions that you need to know before you buy your tickets. All of that and more on the British Urban Film Festival website. I'm delighted to say that some of our festival presenters are with us here today, some familiar faces to Buff. I speak of Larishka Ivan-Zida in her 5th year as a festival patron. She'll be hosting the opening night for Free Indeed. Also with us here today is Sue Cairo, who delivered last year's Buff keynote speech and also hosted Buff's first ever Patrons Gala. Will Johnson, last year's recipient of the Buff Honorary Award, he'll be hosting our live script readings on Thursday the 7th of September. We also have Paulette Harris-German, who returns to the team this year to anchor the Black Films Matter, new to Buff schedule this year on Friday the 8th of September. And last, by no means least, the double act of Claire and Emmanuel Ayam Nsingwe, who will be hosting four events between them at this year's festival, including an acting masterclass with Mr. Ashley Waters on Monday the 11th of September, and a makeup masterclass with John... with Joy Adeyinuga on Tuesday the 12th of September. And a reminder, the dates and prices for this year's screening, script readings and masterclass will be released on the Buff website from 6 p.m. tonight. Okay, I need a breather. But not before I formally introduce another double act to this year's festival lineup. But before we welcome them, here they are both in action.
That's the one. I saw him leave it.
You saw him? That wasn't part of the plan. Are you sure he didn't see you?
Well, they don't come with a shadow for nothing.
Nobody calls you that. And was the suit really necessary?
A suit's always necessary.
Well, it looks terrible.
Well, what about that dress? It looks just awful.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your hosts for the BT Buff Awards, Sam Benjamin and Kyla Fry.
Thank you for that welcome. Good morning, everybody. Well, it's that time of the year again where we get to dust off the slogan, the buffest night of the year. And considering the surroundings we find ourselves in this year, it truly promises to be the buffest night of the year. Now, I've been fortunate enough to have attended each and every ceremony since 2015. And once again, I'm fortunate to be part of it all, but this time as the front man for this year's spectacle in the company of my front woman, co-host, and soon-to-be newest member of the Marriage Club. I speak, of course, of Ms. Kyla Fry. Good morning, Kyla.
Good morning, Sam. And good morning, everybody. Lovely. Call and response. Thank you for the build-up. Actually, I was reminiscing of that clip of our first film together, and I still think your suit looks terrible. Anyway, at least you made the effort today. It's nice to see. Just as well as we have a rather important bit of business to carry out in form of announcing this year's nominees, and we'll be seeing that at this year's 27 BT Buff Awards, presented in association with Heineken and Blind Pig Cider.
Well, I've got to say, you don't look too bad yourself, Kyle, if I may say so.
Oh, I thank you.
You see, I don't do petty comebacks. I only do guest appearances in Doctor Who.
Oh, is it? Yeah, but you haven't starred in a Tom Cruise movie. Oh, did you? Okay, cool.
Okay. Let's leave it there as a score draw and get on with the business at hand, shall we? Right. Inside this envelope are the 25 nominations and four recipients representing eight categories from scripts selected for Buff 2017 and films shown at Buff between January the 1st and December the 31st, 2016. The first category is Best Buff Short Film. The final shortlist of four titles that were shown by the festival in September 2016. And the nominations are Lifeline, directed by Sam Jones, Cover Me, directed by Joe Southwell, Signs of Silence, directed by R.M. Moses, and Hush, directed by Candice Oyama. Kyla, over to you.
Oh yeah, why not? Let's do it. The next category is the Blessing Anyam Osigwe Best Actress Award, named in honour of the late mother of Buff founder and CEO Emmanuel Anyam Osigwe. The nominations are Rosamund Pike for A United Kingdom, Pippa Nixon for Panic, Jade Asher for The Intent, and Juanita Ingram for Residential.
The next category is Best Actor, and the nominations are Dylan Duffus for The Intent, David Oyelowo for United Kingdom, Ed Hayter for To Dream, and David Gyasi for Panic.
The next category is the Best Buff Feature Film. The final shortlist of four titles that were shown by the festival in the 12 months from January 1st to December 31st, 2016. The nominations are The Intent, co-directed by Femi Oyuniren and Kolavador Peterson, A United Kingdom, directed by Amara Sante, Residential, directed by K.D. Pascal, and To Dream, directed by Nicole Alberoli.
The next category brings back many happy memories for me, as I was a winner in the category last year. Thank you. The 2017 Best Buff Live Script Award. The three selected writers, I've just noticed there's a picture of me, for a live script reading at this year's festival will also be the recipients of a Buff Award for their written submission. And the winning writers are going to be announced next month.
The next category is Best Buff Female Emerging Talent. The nominations are... Best Male Emerging Talent, as it would be seen on the screen. The nominations are Freddie Thorpe for To Dream, Aubrey White for Residential, Elijah Baker for Signs of Silence, and Louis Chandler Joseph for Questionable Prejudice.
And finally, the Buff Honorary Award, to be received this year by Ashley Walters. In a statement released in the last few minutes, Buff CEO and founder Emmanuel Anyam Osigwe has said the following.
I'm absolutely delighted that Ashley Walters is to receive the 2017 Honorary Award. Ashley is one of the UK's most famous faces in a career which has already clocked up 25 years. It has been an incredible 25 years which has seen Ashley star in some of the most iconic TV shows and movies ever made. From Top Boy to Grange Hill, Bullet Boy to Get Rich or Die Trying. It is an unrivaled list of credits which, if you include all the stage plays plus his work as a recording artist, demonstrates his relentless work ethic, the sheer breadth of quality and the massive admiration that I have for him as a trailblazer. The UK should be very, very proud of Ashley. He is one of our very best and his career is to be savoured by all who live and breathe the acting game. Before we introduce him to the stage, let's see the prolific Ashley Walters in action.
Online, on air and in person. This is Buff.
I want a life. I was born and bred in Summer House, 26 years old. Got nothing else to be except this.
Everyone knows you're the same.
We done warned you about commanding them London fields, man.
For sure, you're not listening. Yeah, Bobby, £3,000.
Do you have a history of mental illness, Lisa?
What me?
Do you have any children?
I don't want to be shy.
It's all there, man.
You got 2 minutes.
Let me run Summer House.
With them little stunts you pulled before, coming and taking those few can't happen again.
What are you doing, man?
If you know me, I don't come nowhere just to talk.
Is someone looking after me now?
I can't even visit her. They found out about me, they put me in care.
Yeah, we're your family now. I think of all these not as your cousins. I'm going to look out for you, fam.
You have to be very, very careful. Can't tell no one. Especially not your mum.
I'd really appreciate if you left Nell Smith alone.
What's your Nell Smith got to do with you?
I'm not fond of my dad.
I ain't seen one in a long time.
We've got this place in Finchley, it's all set up.
You better know what you're doing. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, at least it's good to see you being you again.
It's good to be me again. I don't know why, but I never thought you'd have children. You won't regret it. Having Ronnie was the best thing that ever happened to me.
You know why you ain't rolling with my team?
It's because I'm smart.
He told me he was going to man gyms to do homework.
He's just growing up so fast.
Yeah, too fast.
Why are you coming up here chatting shit?
Shane, he doesn't understand why
you... Can you hear me now?
Yo. You've been robbed twice. What are you trying to do, make an habit out of this?
I'm gonna get your money back, all right?
You got 2 weeks.
Don't try and act fucking rough, you know. Shut up when I'm talking.
Don't you ever go near my son again.
Do you understand?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Ashley Waters.
I meant to come up here.
Yeah, you're supposed to say a few words or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Move over then, yeah? Do you know what I mean? Good morning, everybody. It's still morning right now, right? Yeah, I was meant to prepare something. I know you said to prepare something, Claire, but I talk from the heart. I was born on the 30th of June, which is tomorrow, in 1982. Same year as, I think, Little Wayne was born. Same year as Prince William was born. The same year as Leanne Rimes as well. Who was in Coyote Ugly, if you've ever seen that movie. It's a good movie. Also, you know, it was the same time, around the same time that I was watching a lot of up-and-coming black actors like Will Johnson, like David Harewood, David Oyelowo, you know, like a lot of names I could mention that inspired me to be in this position that I'm in now. Without seeing those people and without seeing those key figures on the screen, or wherever I got to see them, I wouldn't know that I could be in this position that I'm in now. Getting the honorary award, when I first heard about it, I was like, does this mean that I'm old? I've got 8 kids, I'm 35 tomorrow, I've got 8 children, and I do feel old at times. But I broke it down to myself, I analysed it, which I always do, and I realised that it's not about being old, it's just about the year I was born was an amazing time, and I was inspired by some brilliant people. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so proud to be in this position and to accept this award, especially from Bath. And I think we all have to appreciate, you know, we need to support Bath, the whole festival, the awards, as much as we can, in order to get the platform to where it needs to be. So I appreciate BT for sponsoring the situation. I appreciate Claire, I appreciate Emmanuel for even, you know, giving me the award in the beginning. And I appreciate all you guys for coming out today. So everyone that's watching right now, if you can see me, lots of love. Make sure you come to the awards if you can and support the situation. And thank you, Buff. Thank you, Mum. Thanks to my wife. Thanks to my kids and everyone else that's inspired me. Thank you.
Bless you. Our thanks once again to Ashley Waters, who will be receiving his honorary award back on this very stage on Sunday, the 10th of September, the Buffest Night of the Year, which you can also enjoy with us for the first time on Colourful Radio and also on BT.com.
Now, it goes without saying that there's nothing quite like experiencing it live and in the flesh, and where better too than right here at the BT Tower for this most prestigious of occasions, where dinner will be served on the 34th floor, I might add. I meant to ask you to do that again, because we were expecting it to be really, like, poor, but that was actually quite good. But can we give another one? Great.
I'm so sorry. I thought this is in your script. This is not supposed to be happening like this. But I'm going to interrupt. I'm going to do a little Kanye on you guys. Because as Ashley announced, it is his birthday tomorrow, and we wanted to honour your birthday with a little sutton. So can everybody stand up, please? We're going to sing happy birthday.
After three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ashley. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And also, Jordan made a special gift for you.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, wow.
Take a picture of it.
It's the younger me. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Perfect. Wonderful.
think we're on the way, aren't we?
Okay, so I believe that brings us near to the end of today's proceedings. We bring this part of Buff Media Day to a close. We say goodbye to those of you watching on Facebook. Coming up on Colourful Radio, there's continuing live coverage.
Can I also say that we're also going to be serving up some guest performances from the Cumber Youth Orchestra Quartet. And also delighted to say that Ayana Witter-Johnson will be entertaining us with her dulcet tones. Okay, I think we're getting the hang of this now. So let's hear a sample of Ayana's dulcet tones, although we do have a best female emerging talent image on there, which suggests that maybe... we should announce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what have we got, Kyla?
We have Kate Lassman-Long for The Backseat. We have Maya Watkins for Soldier. We have Isis Davis for Cover Me. And we have Christine Atty for The Tinder Problem.
And do we have a sample of Ayana Witter-Johnson's dulcet tones?
We do. Wonderful.
Oh, here we go. So we'd like to give our thanks to Addy. Where is Addy?
Yeah. There she is.
Yes, she is. For anchoring this morning's event. Congratulations to all of this year's chosen filmmakers, writers and nominees. And we look forward to seeing you and your work here at the BT Tower in 10 weeks' time.
Thanks also to special guests Tony Singh and birthday boy Ashley Walters. Our thanks to all the boys and girls behind the scenes and working round the clock to make today all possible. A special thanks also to Samantha Henry, Dee Turner and Alan Dodd.
Thank you to our festival sponsors, BT, Colourful Radio, Heineken, Blind Pig Cider and Prime Skincare. Thanks to everyone here in the audience for coming.
Woo!
In return, you'll be rewarded with some Buff birthday cake and Buff goodies from our gift bags. Buff Media Day 2017 has been a AAA film and TV presentation. The executive producer and director is Emmanuel Aniam Osigwe.
That's it, basically. BT yeah. Buff 2017 starts in 68 days' time. Buffness awaits from me, Kyla Fry.
And from me, Sam Benjamin.
Enjoy the rest of your morning until we do it all again in September. Remember, you can tune in to Colourful Radio and see the festival covered on BT.com. And that's it for now. Until then.
This is Colourful Radio.
Pauline reporting here live from the British Urban Film Festival at the BT Tower in London. And I'm joined here by the man of the moment himself, Mr. Emmanuel. Now, you know I can't pronounce your surname, but you're going to teach me like you did before.
Again. Okay. It's Anya Mosikwe.
Anya Mosikwe.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, sir. Tape afterwards.
Why, thank you, sir. And I'm also joined by Ashley Walters.
Hello. How are you doing?
That's an easy name to remember. So listen, Emmanuel, how do you feel today about being here at the BT Towers and all the stuff that's happening this morning? Everybody's buzzing around. How does that make you feel?
I'm actually looking forward to the cake more than anything. It was all planned, you see, 29th of June and Ashley's birthday. So everything happens for a reason. But with BT, in all seriousness, that was just magical how it all came together over the course of the year. Obviously, I studied the industry quite religiously, and with the way BT are expanding in sports and now in entertainment and drama, I just saw an opportunity for both, because we're always looking for opportunities to work with organisations that champion diversity. And obviously, as you heard earlier today, BT are exactly that.
Absolutely. And how different to last year is the festival this year?
Well, last year we were a week long. It's going to be a week again this year. As you heard, the awards is going to be broadcast on BT.com and on Colourful Radio for the first time. So really excited about that. We've got some great musical performances. We've got Ashley giving it large. What can I say? It's going to be a great week.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Sarah, do you want to...
Yes, thank you so much. Sonia, Sarah here. And right here with me, next to me, obviously, Emmanuel. And Ashley.
Hello.
The big man.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, yeah.
Good.
So you're receiving a big honorary award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing for me. I mean, to kind of, you know, you don't spend a lot of time looking back at what you've done. And sometimes people kind of put Google in your face and go, you know that you've done like 25 movies and you've done this and you've done that or whatever. And you kind of, sometimes it's a shock how long you've been doing it and whatever. So it's really good to kind of receive this award to kind of remind me of my journey. Hopefully, you know, to remind me of how many people I've inspired as well. And to kind of see some of my inspirations as well. So it's a brilliant thing. So thank you, Buff, like I said before.
Amazing. So tomorrow is your birthday. And on your speech, you kind of just went back to see how many other great people who were born in the same year. And I sat there thinking, there's something about that. You know, just tell us a little bit.
Yeah, like I went on Google last night, as you do. And I thought, you know what I mean? I've always known, my mum's always told me from kind of as far back as I can remember that you were born at the same year and month as Prince William. And it's always been a thing for me. I don't know why, not because, you know, we come from the same place, so I can actually relate to how EK kind of grew up or whatever, but it's just always been a thing that that month and that year is kind of special to me. And then looking through Google and seeing all the other kind of really talented, gifted, special people that have come from that year and maybe that, you know, the 80s, as well, kind of made me know that I grew up in a brilliant time. So as much as some days my kids, you know, I've got 8 kids and my eldest is 18, my youngest is 8 months. And sometimes I just feel old. Do you know what I'm saying? I just like, I wake up and I feel like, wow, I'm old, like I'm past it. But actually, you know, you're as young as you feel. And like, you have to take into consideration all the great things that you've done and appreciate them and embrace them and take them forward with you as well. So right now I feel like, you know, I'm stage where even though I'm getting this award for what I've done, who I've been, my career is just starting for me as well.
Excellent. And that's kind of really, really motivational for all the young people, because I know this is the British Urban Film Festival for a reason, right? And I'm sure Emmanuel put it together for a specific reason. And there's a lot of young people in London who would like to get into film. And probably they have a lot of things in terms of the stories they tell themselves why they can't make it in 2017. What message do you have for those young people?
First and foremost, I'd like to say to Emmanuel, well done. And thank you for doing what you're doing, because he's the sort of person that is going to make that sort of thing change. Do you know what I'm saying? And that is part of the process of what we're trying to do by doing what we're doing. But at the same time, I say to those people, never give up. Like, I always use this example of Morgan Freeman, who became successful really, really late in his acting career to a lot of people. And he's one of my biggest inspirations. Like, he's one of the reasons why I got into the game. So if he never stuck with it, if he never stayed determined, if he never stayed focused, maybe I wouldn't be here now. And that's something for people to kind of take away and think about. So 90% of this whole game is being told no, is being rejected, is having doors shut in your face. Something you got to deal with. You have to live for that 10% and believe in what you do and love what you do. You know, so that's what it's all about.
Excellent. Make that 10% work. And I think I'm going to push, bring the question over to you, Emmanuel. Almost same question, because obviously you created a platform both for the actors, for the directors, and anybody that's kind of interested in the urban film. I mean, what do you have, message do you have to send out there?
It's going to be, it's a weird answer I'm going to give, but I'm going to give it anyway. In the last 3 years, I've suffered a lot of loss. So if anything, life is very short. So whatever you set out to achieve in this world, you have to make it memorable. And that's what I try to do with Buff every single year. Without the filmmakers, without actors like Ashley, without the writers, I don't have a festival. So I treat them very importantly. And a lot of organisations that I won't mention on air don't do that. So I'm just doing that as a basic. Whatever happens after that is entirely up to these creative people to make the most out of the opportunities. And what we do as a festival is we open those opportunities online, on air, and in person, as the marketing campaign says. So we do our best every year, and we just hope that the favour is returned, and it has been in so many ways this year.
Thank you so much. September is just around the corner. If you're listening, you need to go onto the BAF website and get your ticket, because you need to be present at the awards.
Sonia reporting here live from the British Urban Film Festival at the BT Towers in London. Now, Sam, I'll start with you first. I'm joined by Sam and
Kyla.
Okay, yeah. But I'll start with Sam first, because I was here last year and I saw your sketch in the Liverpool and I thought it was absolutely fantastic. So how come you're not doing anything this year?
Because I got told off by you guys for swearing live on air. So.
Who's you guys? Not Colourful Radio.
Yeah, no, well, I think someone at Colourful Radio did, because they were like, by the way, at this point we should tell you that you're going to be live on Colourful Radio. It is daytime, so can you stop swearing, please? I had...
Watershed,
pre-watershed. But the kids are at school, it's fine. So how come not? Well, I'm here as the host this time, so I'm really happy to be actually, you know, giving out the awards and recognising the, you know, the nominees and showcasing the talent as well. I've been obviously doing other projects. Liverpool 81, funnily enough, I've got in development with a TV company. So that's on the move. And yeah, I'm really happy to be hosting with my co-host, Kyla Fry.
So I'll move on to Kyla, because I know Sarah's got some questions as well. So Kyla, congratulations and well done in joining the marriage club.
Yes, yes. Well, we're counting down. We've got about 7 weeks and 3 days and 20... No. But we're getting there. So exciting times. As I said, British Urban Film Festival was the first festival I ever attended back in 2011. Came here with my fiancé, who's also an actor. And it's a great place to be. Very supportive, very encouraging. And why not come to the buffest place ever? You know, it all makes us all look good, you know.
So can I just ask you, has this always been a dream of yours to be an actress?
Oh, it's my life's calling. God put me here for a reason, love, and this is it. Do you know what I mean? I'm here to tell stories. I'm here to just be creative. I'm here just to just work with incredible talents, whether it be on radio, whether it be TV or stage or even marketing, whatever it is, whatever your talent, whatever your gift is. I love to work with people who are just passionate about what it is that they do. And I love acting. I love telling stories. I love embodying characters. As you can see, I speak at the speed of light because I just get that enthusiastic.
She's a talker.
Yeah, but she also knows that time is the master here. So she's got to get get everything in there. Apart from acting, what else have you done?
I'm an actor, model, filmmaker, entrepreneur, world changer. You know, we've got to do it. We've got to be the change we want to see. And if there's a job to be done and no one's doing it, they're now going to pick up the slack. So, yeah, that's what I do. I love to just be about changing for the better and supporting and working with other people who are about that as well. So
do you have any ongoing projects at the moment?
Well, I'm working with Sam on the feature version of Double Cross, which was featured earlier and also screened here at the British German Film Festival in 2015. So we've got the feature in the works at the moment. And there's always lots of fingers in pies, isn't it, love? We like sweet treats. So
tell us a little bit about Double Cross, because we only saw a very, very short snippet. So, and you were being quite horrible to Sam.
Oh, yeah, but you don't realise what I have to put up with. Double Cross is a crime caper that looks at what it takes to, I guess, be in it to win it, really, as con artists. So what happens, what ensues when you've got time just ticking down and big scores to grab. So, yeah, it's definitely worthwhile watching. Where can people watch it? Oh, shameless plug, on Amazon Prime Video. Yes. For independent filmmakers, that's a massive step for us to be able to get onto international broadcasters. So Amazon Prime Video, yes, go on there now. You can stream it, you can download it, you can buy it, just support it. That's all we ask.
Awesome. You sound a little bit like Bonnie and Clyde, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah, we'll take that. Maybe a remake. Hello, Hollywood Studios. Hello, anyone's listening? Hello. Hi, Sam Benjamin Carter-Fry. Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde 2017. Yeah.
All right, over to you, Sarah.
Yeah, I kind of just wanted to say the full name so we know Sam and Kyla, in terms of full names, just for the listeners. So Sam Benjamin, correct, and Kyla Fry. For those who are listening, you say, Sam, you know, like one of those things when you listen to a song and you're like, come on, who was it? Right. So I just thought I would give out the names to our listeners so they can go.
Thank you.
Precisely. Yeah. So, all is forgiven. That's where we all is forgiven. Okay. So, in terms of, I actually was going to come back to that, like, Double Cross, in terms of, like, obviously you two have worked together and have obviously a running joke that we love. Have you done any other work together?
We have. I created, along with the director of Double Cross, called Sam Bradford, created a British superhero web series. It's called The Few. It's on YouTube now. We released it in February, and it was premiered at Comic-Con last year, and it stars Kyla Fry, it stars myself, Sam Benjamin, and you can see more of the Kyla Fry, Sam Benjamin connection play out in that. It's a very unique British gritty superhero series.
Excellent. You know, obviously, being at the British Urban Film Festival today, I think it's very important because a lot of us, you mentioned sort of Amazon Prime, do watch a lot of what I would call imported films, even though they don't call them that. And it's amazing to have you guys here, British homegrown talent. You know, what do you want to say to people who are always thinking, I want to get on a plane and go somewhere?
As someone who did get on a plane recently to see what is out there, it might have been across the Atlantic Ocean. I think there's two things about that. The one thing is that we do live in a wonderful time for this industry, in the sense that cross-Atlantic and international connections are becoming closer and closer. People like Amazon, Netflix, BT, HBO, AMC, you know, all these brands are becoming cross-Atlantic, and projects are becoming cross-Atlantic. You know, it's UK-US collaboration, and the line is getting blurred, which I think is great, and both groups of people are looking across the pond, which is great. It's a narrative that we want to change, and we will change, is that, you know, it's no secret that British talent is moving when they don't get recognized. And it is that thing of, you can't blame people for going, well, if I'm not getting any recognition, and if I go over to LA and I land a series, and then suddenly BBC are going to be like, oh, by the way, can you come back and, like, maybe star in something, and, like, maybe produce it, and maybe, you know. So you've got to go where the love is on one hand, but this is why Buff is so great, because it gives someone like me and Kyla, it elevates and gives airwaves and time and eyes on the products that we're making. So this is how it can and will change.
Excellent, excellent. Because we know that this is the birth, UK is the birth of this industry, and it went on to grow somewhere. And we want to bring it home. Right, and kind of looking up to you, Sam, Carla, and this generation to bring it back home, because we don't need to always be looking at that.
Yeah, yeah. No, Carla.
I mean, to be completely honest and to be fair, I mean, people travel all over the world for all manner of different reasons. For, do you know what I mean? And so I feel that we don't have to go, but that's why we also need to produce the work. We have to stop complaining first and foremost. I know there's a lot of us out there, but why, but what, and who, and this. Just do it. Get up, write your own script, find your own directors, work with what you've got, with where you are, with who you've got around you, and you can really make a difference. And be screened here on BT Vision, BT.com, AMC, here at the BT Towers. You can do it. And so it's just about biting the bullet and being the change that you want to see.
I love that. Be the change that you want to see. Sam Benjamin, Carla Fry on Colorful Radio. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow. You've been listening to Colorful Radio, coming to you live from the British Urban Film Festival at the BT Tower in central London. And it's been an amazing, amazing pleasure to be meeting the founder of BAFF and the hosts. We've met amazing people, meet the critics who have a show on Colorful Radio. And my colleague, Sonia Sapolyan, is here with me.
I'm her co-host today. So yeah, so as Sarah said, we're at the BT Towers. This is Colorful Radio here. My name is Sonia Sapolyan. And we're just closing out. We just want to tell you that there's been so many amazing people here. There's been so many scripts that's been written. And today is the media day. And in September, they're going to have the awards ceremony, and it's going to be held right here at the BT Towers. Now, there's so many different ways that you can get your tickets to get to this event. So you can go to colorfulradio.com and search for the tickets there. Also, you could go onto BT.com and also the BAFF, British Urban Film Festival, onto their website. And if you can't remember everything, just Google it, British Urban Film Festival, or for short, BAFF Festival. Get your tickets and get here for September. Now, I heard, and I don't know how true this is, but I heard that tickets are only £15 this year. Is that right, Sarah?
It is. Ada did tell us they're only 15. She was hosting and she said they're only £15. Let's support our own British talent. Absolutely, absolutely. Let's be the change that we want to see in this industry, in this country, because, you know, this is where it all started. Mm-hmm. And it's big and it can be big again. Absolutely.
So it's it for me, Sonia Sapolyan at the BT Towers. I'm passing back to Sarah.
And this is Sarah Lister coming to you from the BT Tower.